John, your reaction to that today?
The first goal, I think, changed the game. It's always difficult against one of Phil's teams. He comes and he can spoil it better than anybody. And I think once they got that goal, it made it difficult then, because they try and kill the game straight away. Then they try and kill the game, make it slow, stop against any momentum. I know second half was better and we created chances. They created very few chances, but they got the first goal, and that was always going to be an important one today. It allowed them then to execute their game plan, which away from home they just make it very difficult. They put you under pressure, they play direct, and the goal is the main thing today, obviously.
Were you disappointed with the defending for that goal?
Yeah, we've got a dead ball, haven't we? So we passed it back, and then a mistake suddenly they're away. So of course, it's a mistake, and we always say we'll make the mistake as a group. But I think we can't afford to make them kind of mistakes against a team like Southend. You can't give them a leg up, because then they make it really difficult after that for us to play them. We had chances, yeah, but the first half we weren't good enough in the first 15-20 minutes.
Like you said, they executed a game plan, because it wasn't like they created many chances after that.
No, they just had their goal, and then I've been there as a player. Once you've got that goal to defend, you can become resolute, and the play doesn't have to be great, and you've also got that little bit of a threat and on the turnover, a bit like us last week, where we've got to get players forward to try and get one back. And as I say, we didn't manage to get it back today, and although we had chances late on and their keepers pulled off a couple of saves, I think the first goal and the manner of it as well, I think, took the lads back in the first half.
There was, again, some frustration from the supporters, but is that understandable given the situation that you are chasing the game?
Yeah, I thought the crowd were really good today, and a credit to them. I thought throughout the game, I thought they were really good and kept the atmosphere really good for the players. So yeah, I thought the fans, credit to them today, were excellent. So I think the second half, the energy that we showed, we needed to do that sooner in the first half and not allow them to get in the first punch. And I thought they did that. I thought they turned us really well in the first 10 minutes and put us on the back foot. And then once they got that goal, that gave them that... that's something to hold on to.
You talk about desire and effort a lot, and that was there. You know, the players were running all day, but what was missing today that to get you back into it?
Finishing a couple of the chances. We got the ball across the box a few times, and teams don't create a lot against Southend. Most of the time, Phil spoke about it quite a lot there. They expect to be up there, and they're expected to be in the playoffs, but it's just a matter of the goal, isn't it? That's a disappointing thing. I didn't see enough belief from our players in that first half after the goal to get back into it. Second half different, but you're still one behind.
And disappointing, finally, that the home record's gone.
Yeah, we can't do anything about that. We have to just reflect on it, have a bit of honesty on Monday, and then just move forward. And just analyse it when all the emotions settle down tomorrow on Monday.
And you've got a break from the league now as well, with the cup coming up.
That's what we spoke about that before. It's a long time before you can get more points on the board, so you've got to make sure. And we spoke before, it's difficult if you end this game without a result. It also puts a bit of pressure on you for the FA Cup. But that's what happens when you concede a poor goal like that. It puts pressure on you, and we have to handle it. We have to have individuals who can handle that pressure, and then we've got to get something pushing forward to next weekend at Newport.
Just finally, Florent Cuvelier wasn't in the squad. Anything serious with him?
No, he tightened up in training this week after last week. So it's not great for Flo, and it makes it very difficult because we can't get any real consistency with him. But it's only something slight, but he wasn't available today.